Good afternoon, followers of Emergence Live, and welcome to our newsroom. Today we are about to realize a podcast recording which will be soon available on our website and our social media channels. So, all of you will be able to listen to our recording contributions about emergency and rescue topics. Today we are here with Mr. Ryan Sanderson, Exhibition Director at Informa Life Science. And with him, we will talk about Africa Health Exhibition and Congress 2018, which represents an essential point of meeting and one of the most important focus on emergency medical care in Africa. So good afternoon, Ryan, and nice to speak with you.
Very good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
Okay, fine. So, Ryan, let's speak about this important event. So, Africa Health Exhibition of this year, which is the 8th edition, right?
Indeed.
Okay, so how was this event born? So, can you tell something about its history?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess Informa Life Sciences have been organizing exhibitions and congresses all over the world for a long time now. The way that Africa Health came about was through conversations with several of the industry's top companies. They'd been exhibiting at a lot of the other shows that we'd organized, some of our flagships like Arab Health, etc. And there was a common theme that emerged that Africa was a big target market for them and naturally a very big area of interest. You know, that coupled with the fact that the continent was expected to see a lot of growth in healthcare investments, and there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, just about sort of money and development that was going into that part of the world. So for us, it was the perfect storm, and we kind of saw an opportunity to create Africa Health. That was 8 years ago, so back in 2011. Back then, it was a lot smaller than it is now. You know, there was a handful of international companies that came with us in that inaugural year. Now, I think there was only 10 conferences back then as well. Mm-hmm. The recipe of, you know, sort of adding education to the business side of healthcare was a very positive recipe for us, and it worked very well. So, yeah, year on year, the show's grown, you know, it's grown very well. It's an event that we as Informa are very proud of. It's, you know, 2018 now. It's crazy how time goes so quickly. But, yeah, we've now got four halls. That's up by one hall. So it was only three last year. So we've increased our size significantly going into this 2018 edition. And I think we're on course to have over 550 exhibitors. And we're running 16 full conferences covering the latest in medical and non-medical best practice.
Yes, so this event, as you are explaining to us, is becoming bigger and more important every year, right?
Indeed, thanks. Yeah, we think so too.
Yes, and so from which countries in the world, you already said, but we can remind to our followers which from which countries in the world you received the best feedback and interest and participation to this event?
Well, I mean, it really is an international event. So I guess starting on the exhibitor side, we do get interest from all over the world, really all four, you know, all corners of the globe. I think this year we've got 39 countries being represented at Africa Health. Of those 39 countries, 13 of them have dedicated country pavilions, all of which are showcasing the latest healthcare products and technology. You know, there's representation from pretty much all the different continents. And yeah, so that's something we're pretty proud of. On the visitor mm-hmm. and the delegate side, we tend to get a lot more. I mean, we get coverage from the whole of Africa. So there are mm-hmm. visitors that come from as far north as Morocco and Egypt, and then, you know, obviously from Nigeria and from Kenya, etc. But for Africa Health in particular, the majority of our attendees come from South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Lesotho, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Angola as well. So yeah, it's, as I said, very international in its reach and its coverage, and it's something that we enjoy putting together.
Yes, so African regions, pretty much, but is about to become even more international. It is already an international exhibition, of course. And in particular, why Africa Health Exhibition is so important in the development of health and emergency care in Africa. Of course, you already mentioned the innovations and the new technologies which will be introduced in the event. But in particular, are there other aspects?
Sure. I mean, I guess the big selling point for us on Africa Health is it's the only exhibition or platform of its kind in the region that pulls together all these educational advancements along with the key business opportunities that drive healthcare in the region. So it's the marrying of high quality educational content along with the business side of healthcare that kind of makes Africa Health stand out and separates it from other sorts of events. I mean, in the region, there are some other well-standing and well-received events that are of a very high quality, but they all tend to focus on very specific healthcare functionalities. The key difference, I guess, with Africa Health is we try and combine all those different functionalities, and we try and create one holistic event that encompasses all the different various healthcare fields. One of our big objectives is to provide a comprehensive update in best practice, technological advancements, etc., which really allows the attendees to appreciate the full spectrum of a healthcare journey that a patient might go through, you know, all the way from the emergency care side, all the way through to surgery, through to post-care, then obviously through to rehabilitation as well. Some of the common feedback that we get from previous attendees is, having visited Africa Health, they've kind of got a more holistic view of their role and how they, how their individual specialty fits within the healthcare system in general. And ultimately, that gives them it allows them to better understand their position in that discipline, and also to better understand the synergies between the various different functionalities. Ultimately, all of which is just trying to, advance the level of healthcare provided and increasing patient outcomes.
Yes, in fact, as you already mentioned, there are many themes that will be discussed during the event, such as hospital building, public health, emergency medicine in particular, and so on. So, according to these themes, which ones, in your opinion, need to be more developed in Africa at the moment, and why?
It's a good question. I mean, I guess from our perspective, all healthcare systems should always be improved and developed and worked upon. Anything that helps increase patient care or, the outcome of a patient is something that should always be invested in. For this reason, all 16 conference tracks that we're running at Africa Health in 2018, they cover a range of topics that are both medical and non-medical, as I mentioned before. And they've been selected. I mean, there's quite a rigorous selection process that we go through before we actually put our conference program together. And they've all been selected as specific areas where either we think development might be required or where the market is responding to give us insights that say perhaps these are areas that we might look to try and cover. I guess the general conference themes are selected through, there's quite a rigorous research process that goes on involving various healthcare professionals across Africa. And basically they give us some feedback on why they feel there are gaps in knowledge or where further education might be required. The various topics within each conference track are then formulated further by a network of our leading healthcare practitioners and trade professionals, all of which, we're trying to involve various different stakeholders to address areas of improvement. All these different topics, so then, they're addressed as areas where current healthcare workforce in Africa basically informed us that they would like to develop. A lot of these are typically, they're in line with a lot of the progression seen around the world. There are some others, though, that are a little bit more specific to Africa. There'll be quite a big discussion in our Africa Healthcare Leaders Forum on the nature of public-private partnerships, which is a kind of quite a big hot topic at the moment.
Yes, of course. And so if you can give us also an opinion about related to the topics that we mentioned just before, about out of hospital emergency care in particular, which will be one of the topics discussed in Africa exhibition. You know, Emergence Live takes care of this specific topic. And so, in your opinion, how much important is the development of this specific aspect in Africa? Because we remind that Africa is a wider, a very big country, so it is difficult to manage so many cases of so many casualties, I mean. And so, out of hospital emergency care is one of the most important points, I suppose, to be developed.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think a lot like the rest of the world, I mean, pre-hospital care is of paramount importance.
Yes.
It's essential for the entire emergency care process, not just for Africa, but internationally as well. The importance of this stage is, it's crucial for saving lives, and it's an aspect that should always be addressed. And whenever whenever there are opportunities to increase best practice or help develop the talent pool that serves, pre-hospital care, it's something that needs to be focused on and something that really needs to be developed. With this in mind, I'm glad that you brought it up because we've actually got a dedicated conference. It's one of the tracks that's going to be focusing on this area. It's the Emergency Medicine Conference. We've got a very good working relationship with the Emergency Medicine Association of South Africa, and the idea behind that entire conference is to explore developments in pre-hospital care through basically providing the interface between the EMS and the hospital. So crucial importance. It's a conference that it's going to do quite well for us, and it's something that we're looking forward to sort of discussing in more detail.
Yes, of course. And so the very last question, it is about the how Africa Health Exhibition and Congress 2018 was developed. So, which are the points that you managed to realize this year event respect to the event of last year and the other editions, and which are the points you have in program to develop to for next year edition?
Naturally, now that we're almost positioned to deliver 2018, we're always looking at the future, and we're always trying to absorb the feedback that we get from the stakeholders, from the delegates, from the visitors, from our exhibitors, from research that we do, and from relationships that we have with organizations such as yours. I mean, I guess healthcare is quite a dynamic industry, and there's always a lot of change. There's always a lot of development, which, as a conference organizer and an exhibition organizer, is good for us because there's always a new hot topic and there's always something new to discuss in further detail. I guess one of the things that we've noticed from the last edition of the show, that we'll definitely look to try and include in a bigger capacity in 2019 is to better represent the pharmaceutical and the medical laboratory fields within the healthcare services spectrum. We'll definitely, we're going to work to try and include more. We've actually done this for 2018, and it's something that we'll use as a stepping stone to grow in 2019. But we've got more pharmaceutical and lab-relevant companies exhibiting with us in 2018. And we hope to then further expand on this by including educational contents and programs, and we'll increase the number of conferences that we do yet again around these specialist areas for 2019. Ultimately, our goal is just to continue to build a fully comprehensive and immersive healthcare platform for Africa's healthcare workforce to learn and do business. I guess those are the two big developments that we're trying to focus on for 2019.
Okay, very well then. So we're done for now, and thank you very much, Ryan, for your brilliant and important contribution about this important event.
Oh, thank you
Thank
very
you.
much. It's been very nice to speak with you today.
And good luck for the event, of course.
Yeah, thank you very much. A few sleepless nights before then, but it's, yeah, it's all fun and games.
Okay, so dear followers, we are done for now, and thank you for your attention. But it's not over here, and we will give you many further news regarding this outstanding event, so stay tuned.